This story is part of the two-year Amplify project, a transatlantic youth dialogue. The participating organisations from Canada and Europe carried out collective actions on the topics of climate change, violent extremism and gender equality. Our group, Kinderfreunde and Rote Falcon, chose gender equality as our main theme. In order to broaden people's perspectives regarding this, we created a utopian realistic bedtime story. Have fun dreaming. This isn't a pond, it's a lake. It's too big to be a pond, and it also flows into the open sea. That doesn't happen with a pond, you fools. If you could swim far enough, you could even see the horizon. For a while now, there's been a heated discussion in the group about whether they're at a lake or at a pond. The child was so angry that it could be seen from their red face. While the others laughed at the child and said not to talk more rubbish, the child thought of an answer. The child knew that this was the time to defend the argument about the horizon. This moment would decide their fate. Would they be cool or uncool at school for the next few years? "I've had enough. I'll prove it to you," the child burst out. "I will swim to the other side of the lake and see a wide horizon, and then I'll come back and tell you all about it." The words were already spoken out loud, and the child started to get weak at the knees and a sinking feeling in their stomach. The horizon suddenly looked pretty far away. "Come on, come on, don't be like a girl," the others shouted. There it was again, the signal word, girl. The child's face grew even redder. They snorted loudly, and the other children took a few steps back, irritated. With one big jump, the child jumped into the water. At first, the water felt icy cold, but over time, it started to feel lukewarm. What the others had said, it made the child very upset. Because of this, the child was very distracted and didn't really realise how far they were swimming, how far the shore was away and how nothing could be seen. Not the pointed tower, nor the houses by the lake shore, nor the rocky hills. Slowly, in the distance, the child recognised some land with some small dots moving around. This made the child wonder whether there was something wrong. There isn't the sea here, and that's not the infinitely long horizon. The child tried to turn around to swim back, but noticed that their friends were much farther away than this unknown land, which was nearer than a couple of minutes ago. On the unknown land, the adults would certainly ask about the parents of the child and help them to find their way back home. After all, lost children are always helped immediately. The child had seen us in various places. In the shopping centre, on the street, at the playground, in the swimming pool. Adults always feel responsible for protecting lost children. But no one really answers the question about who protects the lost adults, the child wondered. Distracted with all these important thoughts, it became more and more clear what lay ahead. The unknown land was actually a beach, and the moving points were children playing. Soon, the child felt their toes brush against the bottom of the ocean, and they were finally able to stop swimming. The child was so exhausted and longed for a drink of water. Nobody seemed surprised that a complete stranger had arrived panting on the beach. The child, on the other hand, was really astonished at this strange place.
Hello, excuse me, where can I drink water? The child asked from the first person that was playing by the pier.
They pointed their fingers at a fountain next to the fence and continued to practice their jumps into the water, undisturbed. The beach on this unknown land looked like a normal kind of outdoor pool. But the child had never heard of an outdoor pool around here by the lake, even though this was the third time visiting this place this year. Funny that. After the child had finished drinking the water, all of the other children stopped playing and headed for the exit.
"What's going on?" asked the child as people went by.
"It's lunchtime. Come with us," one of the children replied gently.
The other children around the child were kind of strange. Their clothes and their hair. But more importantly, the child realised that they were all equally friendly to him, regardless of whether they were a girl or the boy. They looked a little like aliens to the child, but this word would be wrongly used here, as they're still on Earth. These people were terrestrial, which means being on Earth.
The child had learned the word recently, and it had been used extensively since then. The child followed the crowd onto a veranda with tables and armchairs and sat in a free place. The other children gave them smiles. After most of the people on the veranda had gotten food and had eaten enough, the child dared to ask questions. Where am I? And what's this place called? Another child stated, "This is a putu, and you're in a summer camp. Welcome." The child couldn't tell whether it was a boy or a girl talking. "Are you a girl or a boy?" asked the child. The child who'd given the first answer frowned and responded, confused, "What does that mean? Girl? Boy? My name is Kaya." The child was happy to share all their knowledge about girls and boys over lunch, but after the first few sentences, Kaya looked quite confused. "I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're saying. I've never heard of girls, boys, or anything really like that," Kaya explained and turned to eat the dessert on the table. The child was perplexed, but also annoyed that Kaya had pretended not to know about girls and boys. Fooling a new kid is just mean. The child decided to go to the washroom to wash off the lake water after swimming. On the sign in front of the showers, there was no distinguishing girls or boys sign, but simply the sign of a shower. After thoroughly searching the tower building, the child just went in and took a shower. Later, the child saw that the toilets only had a toilet sign, no figures of girls or boys. This time, this child didn't give it a second thought and ran to the sports field with the other children. A soccer field was set up with two large goals. A group of children were playing soccer, and it looked like a lot of fun. Even with the weird clothes they were wearing, the child came to a conclusion. They must be boys. Or are they girls? Are they girls and boys? The child sat on the bench and watched, and another child came along. Putting on the soccer shoes, they asked, "Do you want to play?" And the child responded, "Is this girls' soccer or boys' soccer?" There was no answer straight away. "Come on, let's play now," said the one who'd been finished lacing the shoes. The two joined the team and started playing along. As the sun slowly went down, all of the children on the sports field stopped playing and headed for the camp. "What's wrong?" the child asked the other team members. "It's bedtime, just come with me," one child responded. "Today we're going to sleep in the open air. We've got sleeping bags and pajamas, and we're going to tell each other stories under the stars," added another team member. The child thought that was a lovely idea to stay and sleep here, but hadn't brought any sleeping bags or pajamas for the journey. Lost in their thoughts again, the child didn't notice that someone had put a sleeping bag to sleep in and clothes to wear nearby. "For you," a small piece of paper said on top of the pile. The child held up the clothing and examined it closely. They'd never worn these colours, nor the prints that were on the clothing. However, the child did have to admit that they found the pyjamas very nice and was actually excited to wear them. And that's exactly what happened. The child put on the pyjamas, grabbed the sleeping bag and followed the crowd to the outdoor pool on the beach. A light breeze was blowing on the beach, but inside the sleeping bag it was nice and warm. A few children were already starting to tell exciting stories and the child didn't know which one to listen to first. "Hey," said a voice from behind. It was Kaya, the child who'd sat at the same table during lunch. Kaya had brought a sleeping bag and got inside to warm up a little bit. "I'm sorry if I upset you earlier. You talk so quickly and I only really understood a bit. If you don't mind, I'd like to hear your story about this world of girls and boys." "What are girls and boys? Where do they live?" Kaya asked curiously. "What? Girls? Boys?" the child replied sleepily. They both looked at each other for a moment and started laughing. "Oh, I don't know anymore either," the child continued. "Let's look at the starry sky and you tell me more about Aiputu and how you live." The children fell asleep pretty soon. It was a shame because that very night the horizon over the water seemed infinitely long.